Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Data centers move fast. Graybar delivers the power, connectivity, and critical infrastructure you need with nationwide inventory and logistics to keep projects moving. Yep, Graybar does that.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
JFK AM Morningside and WJFK HD3 Manassas. Always live on the free Odyssey app. DC's home for wagertainment. Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Final hour. Oh, we're stoked. We're fired up. JJ, Jastrzemski for Nick Costos. You Better You Bet, presented by Westwood One Sports. And I've known both of these ladies for a long, long time, but I have to admit this is going to be a broadcasting first. For Splash Sports, the promo is everywhere. College football survivor, NFL survivor. I get a little two for one. Kelly Stewart, Ariel Epstein. Are we sure this is I'm going to have to mediate and moderate the two of you guys together. I mean, this sounds like trouble.
It's hard to get a word in sometimes with us. It's okay.
Well, I was going to say, usually Ariel, I'm spending a lot of time with you. Kelly, I need to unpack this for a second before we get into what you guys have going on. Where would you say the Ariel Epstein level of swag has taken over the last two or three years? I feel like hanging with Kelly has enhanced the swag of Ariel. Is that fair to say?
We call it upgrading your life. Our broadcast coach Jill actually talks about this all the time. It's called elevating. You elevate who you're around. You elevate yourself. And you elevate other people with you. So people have drugged me from the tomboy trenches, and I'm getting Ariel. Ariel, you know what? I'll say this. Ariel has enhanced my life rather significantly as well from the level of bouginess that I already had in Las Vegas.
She is just now. Oh, I totally get it. Ariel brings up the bougie. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Okay. We have a lot to unpack here with Splash Sports. I'll start with you, Prop Queen. Give us the deets. What's this contest we got going on with the NFL?
So it's the largest survivor ever in history, and it's for $21 million. I know that people are going to say, oh, but it's a $1,000 buy-in. JJ, you know better than anybody listening. You are always the guy that goes to Vegas. You love this stuff. You're saving so much money not having to go to Vegas to sign up for contests. You can access the $21 million survivor from your couch. And for anyone that's new to Survivor, I'll let Kelly talk about the rules.
Yeah, so you just have to pick the winner every single week, right? So easy, my mom can do it. That's the difference. We're not betting anything against the spread here. This is just picking straight up winners. They have six double pick weeks towards the end of the season. So if you make it through the first 8 weeks, congratulations to you. I think it's going to be really spicy. Last year, I had a double pick contest that I entered over on Splash, and I got knocked out by the Raiders week 18. So I'm trying to really be a little more strategic this year and not get myself stuck with the Las Vegas Raiders for week 18, even though they were 5.5 point favorites. I heard you before I jumped on, JJ, and you mentioned the Tennessee Titans, and I was dead set. So I'm doing one of the $1,000 survivors with Ariel, our buddy CT, my boyfriend Brett. I'm doing another one with my buddy John Murray and some of his college buddies. And I have one for myself. And I thought, all right, I'm just going to do the, like, just do the thing. I'm going just lay the hammer. We are taking the Tennessee Titans week one over the Jets.
Wow. That's going no bold longer gonna be the case. Right out of the gate. No messing around, Kelly.
I can't do it. I can't do it. If I have to trust Cam Ward over Geno Smith, which is just an unbearable choice, there's better options out there. I had almost convinced myself, and it's actually already locked in on Splash, because that's what I love. I can basically plan out my entire 18 weeks, save it, and then change it if I need to, right? So there's, like Ariel said, there's no proxy, there's no issues. Everything is like kind of mapped out for me, but I really think I have to reevaluate my life decisions, because taking the Titans week one just made me physically ill when you mentioned that a second ago.
I totally get it. Okay, I'll give you a couple options. The obvious, the Chargers, who everybody's going to take against Arizona. Then with all this Deshaun Watson stuff, people are going to say, okay, there's no way in the world I'm taking the Browns week one. I'll take Jacksonville. Can I throw another at you? The Falcons quarterback situation is a disgrace. Tua is physically shot. Michael Penix is not any good. Kelly, can I interest you in the Steelers week one?
I don't know if you can. I'm not sure that I'm all in on Mike McCarthy as the head coach of the Steelers. Okay, I have some serious questions here with this team. If you watch them in preseason, I have some, like when Will Howard is out there just embarrassing my alma mater in preseason, I'm going, okay, maybe we have some issues here offensively. I will say this. I want to take the Lions, but I cannot burn the Lions week one.
You
right?
can't. And that's for anyone that doesn't understand like Survivor. If you haven't done it yet, because you haven't been able to go to Vegas and this is your first shot, you have to pick someone Thanksgiving. You have to save a team that you think is also going to do well Thanksgiving. So make sure you don't burn all your Thanksgiving teams by Thanksgiving, well, or you are going to be
Splash. That's in Vegas. So in Vegas, you would normally have to keep like the Packers and the Lions and the traditional Thanksgiving teams. Now you don't have to. So I could burn the Lions week one if I really got desperate. I just don't think that that's smart strategy. You want to save the better teams. And then my partner, John Murray, will go, well, why would you want to save the better teams when ultimately at any given week somebody could get hurt? What's the point of saving
Precisely.
The Bengals if Joe Burrow's going to be hurt by week six?
Think about this. Kansas City last year. If you're one of those people saving Kansas City, hey, I'm going to save Kansas City. Mahomes blows out the ACL. Then at the end of the year, you're probably betting against and taking teams that are playing the Kansas City Chiefs. See, I'm the wrong person, though, Ariel, to ask about this survivor strategy because I stink. I like to think that I have it all figured out. But then every year, I don't make it to Halloween. So, like, is there something I should be doing differently? I try to go with the safest bet. I try to go with a winner. What do I need to do differently here? I want to at least make it to Thanksgiving in this thing.
Yeah, I get it. And also, the cool thing about what Splash is doing, just a little side note, is they have this marketplace now where if you do make it to Thanksgiving and your entry is worth something, you can put it up on the marketplace and you can kind of sell out of it. But that's a very new feature. What you could be doing differently, well, I guess number one is making sure that you're not just taking the quote-unquote public darling of the week. Like if you're looking at someone and then you realize, oh my goodness, everybody else probably is on this, that's not helping you. But then I would also say I like to look at reverse line movement a lot. And I think that when you see a line come out Sunday the week before and that line's moving against the favorite by Friday, Saturday, most people aren't tracking that. And I stay away if I see, okay, this team, I always go back to a couple years ago where the New England Patriots and the Cincinnati Bengals, everyone was on the Bengals in Survivor week one and the line moved 2 points against the Bengals since the week before. So clearly the books knew something and everyone lost on Survivor week one because they took the Bengals. So that's another way that I think just an extra thing you could look at if the line's moving against the favorite, then you would probably want to stay away from them.
JJ, real quick, I want to interject on something that Ariel said that I find to be rather interesting. I've never really thought about this before, but now that it makes a lot more sense. Because Vegas has such an early cutoff time on Saturday afternoon with all the proxies and then the contest cutoff time, Splash, you can change your pick right up until kickoff. So you have almost a full 24 hours to sit there and say, okay, well, here's what we know. We know that this quarterback is playing. We do know that this line has moved a point and a half against this team. And oh, by the way, we know who the most popular pick in the Vegas contest now is. I lost, in fact, on a Friday night. I was in Pittsburgh having dinner, Marco D'Angelo's birthday, me, Johnny Detroit, Bobby the bookie. We're having a great time at dinner. I say, you know what? I don't want to drink too much tonight. Forget to put in our Survivor pick, right? I'm going West Coast to East Coast, lots of different things in play. And I say, we're taking the Steelers. 9.5-point favorites over the Detroit Lions. This is going to make the game so much fun tomorrow. And as we're sitting at dinner, Big Ben is announced out. And I called my friend, because remember, I owned the proxy service at the time. I called my friend Aaron. I said, Aaron, have you put in my Survivor pick yet? And she goes, yeah, I just put it in. Why? And I go, Big Ben is out. And the game ended in a tie. It was the worst football game I've ever been to in my life. Overtime tie. Pain and suffering. And so that's why I think that there is really a much larger advantage to the having almost full 24 hours to play in the slash contest.
Yeah. Injuries and everything too.
Week one is going to be here before you know it. And I'm sure the two of you gals have been talking about this season ad nauseum, the win totals, the futures, you know how it is. Like, you're literally doing this in the springtime. Football's 24/7, 365, the whole deal. Kelly, what is your favorite NFL take you have one way or another for the season?
I am really, really down on a couple of teams this year. And I mean, miserably down. And I'm going to have a lot of people hate me for this. But I'm taking the Minnesota Vikings under 8.5 wins. We all know that this is one of the toughest divisions in football. The Detroit Lions, I do ultimately think, will win this division, though I will say I think that Green Bay will be neck and neck with them, which means somebody has to take a step back. And I'm not sure it's Chicago. Typically, I take the underseason win total in Chicago and have done so since I started betting in 2008. I think I've lost three of those years. But I like Ben Johnson. I do think that the Vikings are actually going to be the team that ends up at the bottom of the pile there. And here's the reality. Yes, Sam Darnold did just win a Super Bowl. So when I say this list of quarterbacks, I don't want to hear his name. But the argument is going to be, look, the Vikings won 9 games, Kelly, every single season with awful quarterbacks. How much worse can Kyler Murray be? You know, 9, if you will. J.J. McCarthy is no longer going to be the starter. Carson Wentz, Max Brosmer. I will say this, Kyler Murray has a really low bar to clear. I just don't think that there's much of a drop-off between him and J.J. McCarthy. I was not impressed with Murray's last several seasons, but I think there's more than it's just the Cardinals organization being the problem. We can blame it on that all we want. Yes, they want to say Kevin O'Connell is the quarterback whisperer and he takes his offense very seriously from timing and maybe he can teach Kyler Murray something. I just don't think he's going to be able to teach it to him right now. And I have to say the defense going to really miss Leonard and Javon Hargrave. This is going to be one of those kind of Brian Flores' aggressive years that he tries to push the pedal. The problem is he doesn't have the talent. I think the Vikings under 8.5 wins is the way to go.
I agree with that play. You want to know why, Kelly? I'm out of the Kyler Murray business. I've bet him over each of the last 2 years with the Arizona Cardinals. Been there, done that. Division too good. Lions going to win double-digit games. Respect for the Packers. Johnson, Williams, the whole deal. I'm with you. I would go under on Minnesota. Ariel, do you have a plant the flag NFL take for the season?
Yeah, I am very down on the running back for the Bengals, Chase Brown, this year. So I'm going to go under 825.5 rushing yards. You kind of have to go one or the other. You're going to bet against this offensive line that has never gotten better in Cincinnati. You either got to fade Joe Burrow or you're going to fade the running back. But you can't really fade both because if Joe Burrow stays healthy, then it hurts Chase Brown. If Joe Burrow gets hurt, it helps Chase Brown. I'm going to bet that Joe Burrow stays healthy, but Chase Brown has a down year because they're going to be playing in a lot of tight games. You look at all the spreads for Cincinnati, it's all within a possession. That means Chase Brown's not getting the ball much in the second half if the Bengals are playing in close games or from behind. But also, that offensive line, all they did was add rookies. Brian Parker, Connor Liu, that was it. So when your primary five starting linemen on the field last year, running backs averaged just about 1.5 yards per contact per attempt. And yards before contact per attempt. That's very, a lot of words. But Warren Sharp actually ranked the O-line 28.
Doesn't sound fun.
No. But this, you're dealing with a running back that's very, he's big, but he's not a boom kind of guy. Like, he's not going to get a lot like McCaffrey and Gibbs that are able to just go for 15 plus yards. He ranked actually in the bottom half of running backs last year in running backs that broke open for 15 plus rushing yards on one attempt. So I'm going to go with the under on rushing yards for Chase Brown this year overall in the season.
You're not going to like this prop, Queen. I love the Bengals this season. And I know famous last words. I can sit it to you. Kelly's shaking her head.
JJ, don't your do eyes. It. I just, oh, no,
Kelly,
no, no,
I have
no,
to be
no,
fair
no.
on this. Kelly, I didn't like them last year. I bet them under. 2 years ago, they were incredibly frustrating to bet, and I rolled the roller coaster. No futures. Kelly, that schedule's easy. The defense is going to be better, and Burrow's a stud. They're not getting a double-digit wins.
Yeah, but it's just so easy. Vegas just marched out a 9.5, and they handed it to you on a silver platter. Please, JJ, bet the Bengals to win 10 games. All I'm saying is I agree with Ariel. This offensive line is a disaster, and you know who it's a real disaster for? Joe Burrow. Hopefully, for the Bengals fans' sake, he can stay upright. I did not bet their season win total under. You can only bet so many unders, and I bet four of them. So the reality is you gotta eventually gotta say, okay, some of these teams are gonna go over their total. I don't know what to make of Ariel Epstein's Ravens in that division. I want to say that they're gonna win the division. I want to say that they're gonna be representing the AFC in the big
game. Someone asked me online.
How many times can we keep doing this with the Ravens and the
Bills? I know.
That's
what I mean. How many times can I keep doing it? I can't. I love Lamar
the Ravens
Jackson.
Are going to lose in the divisional round of the playoffs again. That's what's going to happen.
Okay, that's fine. They
agree.
Can lose, but I do think they'll win that division. And again, yeah. I mentioned I was down on Pittsburgh, JJ. I really am. I don't love Mike McCarthy. I do love Aaron Rodgers, but he and I are the same age, and I know how it feels to get out of bed in the morning and I don't get hit by 250-pound linebackers.
But you don't do ayahuasca.
No, I don't, but I do all the other stuff, the red light therapy and all of the other magnesium soaks and the sauna and all that stuff. Yeah, I do all that too, besides the ayahuasca. But I would like to think, JJ, that the Bengals come in second place in this division and win 10 games. I think it's going to be a rock fight for the bottom between the Bengals, the Steelers, and the Browns.
Okay.
And hopefully Lamar stays healthy.
I have three teams. Ariel, three teams that I'm trying to figure out between now and the start of the year who I'm picking in the AFC to win the conference. The Bengals would be one of those teams. The other two, Houston Texans, love the defense, don't love the quarterback, Denver Broncos, but in a very, very tough division. Out of those three, you would steer me where?
Oh, and you know Kelly is a Broncos fan. And
I was
going
to say, Kelly,
clearly.
I know your answer. That's why I teed it up to you.
I love Houston's defense at 18-1. C.J. Stroud scares the crap out of me, but I do like that they just went for Kayshon Boutte, so it looks like they're trying to add to losing their rookie. They're trying to keep pieces around Stroud. The reason I'm hesitant on the Broncos is only because of the uncertainty with their quarterback position and Bo Nix's health. How healthy is he? Is he going to stay healthy? Those are the questions I still need to see through the first couple weeks of the season before I could put any money on Denver. So I would say Houston, you definitely would sell me just because defenses win championships.
Feels like, Kelly, you're in on the Texans, too. You like the Texans.
I don't disagree with Ariel's synopsis of the Denver Broncos. Adding Jalen Waddle is going to be great. They have a ton of stud wide receivers. I think that this team absolutely could win the AFC West and get themselves back in deep into the playoffs. But again, coming off an injury like that is concerning. Yes, Bo Nix, by all intents and purposes, everything I've heard is going to be 100%. How do you ever come back, though, from an injury like that and become 100%? And now who's your backup quarterback? Jared Stidham? Come on. I don't have faith We this is it. That's the one thing I do love about the Ravens. Let me make this full circle. Is that for years, even if Lamar wasn't healthy, when you had Tyler Huntley, you had a plug-and-play Lamar clone, for lack of better words. Maybe he wasn't quite as good as the original, but he was good.
He didn't do it with the Ravens. He didn't do it with my team. When he plugged for Tua, he didn't exactly look like Lamar. Just saying. But with the Ravens, I get your point, Kelly.
He always covers.
That's all I'm saying. And I don't feel like the Broncos have that. And most 99% of NFL teams don't have that luxury. But to be able to have a couple of key players that the backup is almost as good as the starter, those are the types of teams I'm looking for. I don't think it's the Patriots this year. I mean, even Vrabel's making excuses about the depth of their roster right now. I mean, Josh Allen goes down for the Bills. See you later. There's your season. Joe Burrow, we just talked about the Bengals. He goes down. See your season. No matter who tries to come in and plug and play, they may win a game or two. Davis Mills, not going to lie. That makes me like the Texans just a little bit more. Davis Mills, he did okay. He does okay. He's not C.J. Stroud, but is he serviceable in that offense? He sure is.
Okay, Kelly, I've never done a college football survivor pool. This is going to be the first year I've ever done one.
Oh, boy.
What's my strategy here? No. I need help. I'm deferring to Miss College Football here. Ariel, this is Kelly's bread and butter. This is her baby. How do I stay in this thing at least to Halloween, Kelly? What do I got to do?
Well, they're double picks because I realized the first year we made it way too easy. And I think we had like 36 people split the pot. And I was like, are you kidding me? And I was not one of those people. I can't remember who I went out with 2 or 3 years ago, but it was frustrating and I'll leave it at that. This year, we are guaranteeing $200,000, which is absolutely bananas. So it's the largest one that we've ever done. Again, two picks per week. You just got to pick them straight up. Big 10, Big 12, SEC. Yes, I purposely left off the ACC. Last year, it made a lot of sense prior to me. And then when we saw how crappy the ACC was, everybody else said, okay, fine. Now, you got to pick between basically 21 and 30 games, depending on the week. And that's because we said, all right, if they're not playing an FBS team, you don't get to pick them. You don't get to pick a 51-point favorite. So, again, I've put some stipulations in there. But the reality is you've got to pick teams that you think, from a situational standpoint, are going to lose the game. I have no idea how sometimes these teams lose. Last year we saw Alabama lose to FSU. I still have no idea how they lost that game as a double-digit road favorite. But I can tell you this, I'm not taking road teams. I'm never taking road teams in college football or NFL Survivor. Like, I almost automatically have to say enough. I think what you're looking for is not to be taking rivalry games either. That rivalry week is so tough because even if you have a 5-7 Auburn team who may beat Alabama to make a crappy bowl, it doesn't matter. That Alabama game is their bowl game. That game matters to that team so much. Does it mean they're going to win? No, of course not. But you got to just kind of be really selective here. I haven't even looked at the week one slate yet because I am so knee deep in NFL and college football against the spread. If I had to say, all right, I'm going to definitively take two teams. Let me look and see here who makes a lot of sense. Illinois to beat UAB is going to be a popular pick. Michigan State to beat Toledo is going to be a popular pick. Probably shouldn't use Alabama over East Carolina, but people will. Penn State over Marshall. I want to say right now you want to be using teams you're not going to be using later on. Why not take South Carolina over Kent State? Am I going to use South Carolina throughout the season? Maybe, but that's definitely the best option to use them. Notre Dame over Wisconsin is going to be very popular, I have a feeling. Florida over Florida Atlantic. I want to take some mid-tier team like Mississippi State and then never have to even think about using them again for the rest of the season.
See, I like the sound of this. This is how I'm going to try to play it. Hopefully we can make it a Halloween. I'll have a positive report back for the gals when we do this again next year. Before we say goodbye, I need your take, both of you. I've made one NFL bet for week one. Hopefully I get a yay from both of you. Ariel, okay. I took the Texans laying a point against the Bills. I absolutely love them in week one. I've already bet it.
Oof. I mean, now it's flipped. I'm seeing the Texans catching points now. I haven't even looked at game by game of week one. So I would say I am not high on the Bills this year. I am very concerned about the weapons around Josh Allen. Defensively, this team has never lived up to its expectations. So I don't hate it for being Houston at home. The only thing I'd be afraid of is if you got -1.5. Why the hell are you not getting a +1.5, JJ?
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Because I wasn't thinking about it. That's why.
It's like, I'm looking at the odds screen right now. It's still -1 at BetMGM. It's +1.5 at all the square shops. A couple of Vegas sharp shops, also -1. Eh, golly. I'm not high on the Bills this year. I'm not. I'll say that. I bet their season win total under. That was one of the other ones that I did bet. Woo! I don't know if I want to bet against them early. I'm more concerned about how the Bills are going to finish down the stretch than how they're going to start. And this is a Texans team that I think is getting a lot of love now. As you just mentioned, adding Kayshon Boutte into the mix. Sure makes that team look like an attractive week one. I feel like there might just be better value on the board that doesn't involve taking the Jets or Tennessee. Like, the reality is you don't want to be laying some of these points with some of these teams. Everybody's going to tease Jacksonville. Everybody is going to tease up Houston, which I probably will as well. Everybody's going to tease up Carolina. There's going to be a lot of spots this week one, because you have to remember these lines have been out forever.
That they have. Ladies, ton of fun. Could chat all day. We'll be in Vegas next week signing up for my donation for the circuit contest, Kelly, as I like to say every single year. And prom queen, I need to meet your dog. It's long overdue.
I know. And I have to meet your daughter. So we'll have to arrange.
We'll have to even that out. Fair is fair. Kelly in Vegas, Ariel Epstein, Splash Sports. You guys, rock stars. Good luck with the new show. We'll be watching. We'll be listening. Take care. All right.
Thanks, JJ.
Thanks, JJ.
A lot more coming your way, including a revisit of the teams I was buying and selling in July. Do I feel better about a case? Am I audibling out of a pick? We'll have some fun with that next. You better, you bet. JJ and Fracassos right here, Westwood One Sports.
The Browns named Deshaun Watson their starting quarterback. Has there ever been a week one starter less popular with his own fan base?
Last time I played on this field, I tore my Achilles. And that same fan base, they cheered when I got hurt. So what does that have to do with anything about performance? When a person get hurt, especially for your own city, and they cheer.
He complained about the fans, then immediately was named their QB. That's a new one. Even for Cleveland.
You know, it is what it is. You know, sometimes, you know, the tables turn.
Westwood One Sports.
As a fitness coach, my active psoriatic arthritis can slow me down. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, I'm treating my skin and joint symptoms so I can keep moving. Skyrizi, a prescription-only injection for adults, helps me move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. And for those who have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible. With Skyrizi, there's no daily dosing. It's just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like head administrator for a state-of-the-art surgical center.
What can I do for you, Doc?
We need to talk about the lights.
Ah, the mood lighting, relaxing, right? Much better than those old hospital vibes.
The hospital's supposed to have hospital vibes.
You seem tense. Let's dim the lights a bit.
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
Data centers move fast. Graybar delivers the power, connectivity, and critical infrastructure you need, with nationwide inventory and logistics to keep projects moving. Yep, Graybar does that.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.